Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here. Tomas at the network. We're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Today's guest, Robin Vitston, Executive Director of We the People Rising, with her updates, including one from the Rio Grande River to Riverside County, California. Yes. David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, will be here with his latest. And in the second hour, Selwyn Duke with his latest, including Christophobia. That's a Netflix slam against NRA and gun rights, and they have a sex and gun-loving Jesus. We'll try to get to that one, too. What is today? Today has been canceled. No, of course not. April Fool's Day, April 1st, a day when many of us unleash our most creative sides, all in a hilarious, sometimes over-the-top attempt at bamboozling those around us. Just about every spring, most of us put on our pranking caps to plan the most devious and diabolically lit, safe and playful pranks that we can think of. And it can go on for 24 hours. Yes, it can. So there you go. Plan something really good, will you? President Joe Biden yesterday issued the first presidential proclamation recognizing Transgender Day of Visibility. The day is dedicated to celebrating the transgender people and bringing awareness to the discrimination and violence that they face every day. In his proclamation, Biden said Trans Day of Visibility recognizes the generations of activism by transgender and non-binary people. The Pentagon's new diversity chief, Richard Torres Estrada, has been reassigned following an investigation of his social media post comparing President Trump to Adolf Hitler. Torres Estrada's social media activity was probed by the U.S. Special Operations Command, SOCOM, days after being announced as the new head of diversity and inclusion. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby confirmed the investigation during a briefing in response to Torres Estrada's post. One social media posting juxtaposed a picture of Trump holding a Bible next to an image of Hitler. Torres Estrada, by the way, last year, when he was saying that Trump, comparing him to Hitler, perpetrated the Holocaust, killing millions of Jews, of course, in Europe. He also made at least one other clear anti-Trump post, according to Facebook posts reviewed by Epoch Times. In addition, Torres Estrada posted an image expressing support for the radical theory of equality, which posits that an equal outcome among people is favorable to certain persons getting ahead of others. Joe Biden is demanding that state and local leaders should reimpose mask mandates and halt efforts to return to normal life. In a statement during a press conference, Biden called on governors to pause their plans to reopen their states as he touted his administration's efforts to combat the COVID-19 pandemic. He highlighted the progress that is being made in getting America vaccinated, a process that began under President Trump. However, President Biden failed to credit Trump for the vaccination drive. A new anti-mask protest is being planned by a local Floridian who is calling on residents to march on April 10th. Mark that date with a celebration of freedom. The organizer, Chris Nelson, wrote, "You are invited to the Million Maskus March and Mask Burning, Saturday, April 10th, 2021, 3 p.m., corner of A1A and Los Olas in Fort Lauderdale. April 10th marks 1 year of mass tyranny in Broward County, and we will mark that date with a celebration of freedom." Quote, "It will feature recognition, prizes for those who have faithfully endured this last year, addresses from local leaders and activists, and most importantly and fun, a mask burning." Wow. All right, let's see here. A new poll out says 70% of black Americans support voter ID that Democrats are claiming is racist. Selwyn Duke's got an interesting story on this, too, by the way. Almost 70% of black American voters are supporting election integrity laws that make it a legal requirement to produce photo identification before being allowed to vote. Yet Democrats and their allies in the leftist media have been pushing this narrative that voter ID laws are somehow racist. After recently adding voter ID requirements to make the section's elections more secure, Georgia Republicans were accused by Democrats of promoting white supremacy through the measures. However, that argument falls flat when the vast majority of polled voters, including black and minority Americans, support such election laws. Earlier this month, the Georgia State Senate passed SB 202, and this bill includes common sense measures like tightening procedures for polling locations and requiring voters to present photographic identification to request and cast absentee ballots. Now, you probably, if you were listening to this show yesterday, you heard us talking with Joe Gazzardi about Major League Baseball, right? Now being pressured by its players' union to move this year's All-Star Game from Atlanta, Georgia. Once again, due to the state of Georgia's decision to pass voter identification laws. You know, just my own opinion, okay? If it's 70% of black voters approve of voter ID, then it must tell you that, you know, there must be a group of people that are making money on pushing their agendas, and that's why they keep going on, you know. And then you're going to hear Selwyn Duke talking about the Masters Golf Tournament in Atlanta. All right, they want to move that and cancel that, too. I think it's just a small group there that just want to keep rousing this up. Well, Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican Florida, has named a former Department of Justice official who he claims is behind an alleged plot to extort millions of dollars from his family. Gaetz made the serious allegations during a Fox News interview with Tucker Carlson. Congressman was invited to appear on the network to tell his side of the story after reports emerged that he is allegedly under criminal investigation. Now, the New York Times ran a story alleging that Gaetz is being probed over a potential sexual relationship that he may have had with a minor. However, Gaetz claims the allegation stems from an extortion scheme against his family that the FBI has already been investigating. A top United Kingdom government official has called on the British public to report their neighbors to police if they see them acting in an old way by illegally... What are they doing? Are you ready for this? Huh? All right. Report your neighbors if you see them illegally hugging their loved ones. During an interview with the BBC, the UK Minister for Tourism and Sport, Nigel Huddleston, MP, urged Brits to resist the temptation of showing affection toward family members. Huddleston warned of the risk involved in such behavior before calling on the public to intervene if they witness someone actually hugging another person. I can just see Dr. What's-his-face there, you know, right there behind him. Yes, don't do that. Despite the temptation, please don't risk the health of your loved ones by actually hugging them. Wow. And let's see, we'll go from there to Australia. One of their top journalists has raised major concerns about Joe Biden's leadership. Yep. Warning that the world is becoming a more dangerous place while Biden is focusing on making U.S. military more woke. Now, during a recent broadcast, Sky News host James Morrill said America's enemies have started to become more aggressive around the world as the United States becomes weaker under Democrat Biden. Quote, on Friday, Chinese forces committed their largest ever incursion into Taiwanese airspace as worries grow by the day of a Chinese invasion of the Democratic Island Republic, Morrill reported. Meanwhile, in the Middle East, Iran is on the march with its rebel militias, now attacking Saudi oil fields, building up a stockpile of missiles that has Israeli planners increasingly nervous about a potentially devastating conflict happening sooner rather than later. And he went on, and here in Australia, officials are now worried that with the U.S. seemingly in retreat under Joe Biden, they need to dramatically up defense preparations to counter threats from the north, which would be China. So, moral continue. Why are these things getting so hot so fast, he asked. Sky News host James Murrow warned Joe Biden's PC wokesters they're letting American enemies become more aggressive. Surely, quote, the United States is still big enough and ugly enough to ward off anyone planning anything truly dangerous, right? The reporter mused. Well, not so fast, because the U.S. military, I'm sorry to report, has fallen prey to the invading armies of PC wokesters, human resources, PowerPoint jockeys, and identity politic radicals. So instead of being on alert to fight foreign enemies, the United States military is now being used to ferret out domestic foes, i.e. that would be anyone to the right of the Biden administration. Well, President Joe Biden, and I'll bring this up with Robin Vitston too, may have illegally ordered the government to stop funds for the border wall construction and is now under investigation by the Government Accountability Office, GAO. You know, on his first day as president, Biden issued that executive order to pause spending on the wall. The Government Accountability Office is launching a review to determine whether the new president broke the law by freezing that money, a violation of budget rules designed to keep Congress in control of the cash flow. 40 Senate Republicans last week accused Biden of violating the law and making the migrant crisis on the southern border worse. The pause on spending directly contributed to that flood of border crossers. quote, in the weeks that followed, operational control of our southern border was compromised. Humanitarian national security crisis has ensued. Senators wrote in a letter to the GAO requesting a ruling on Biden's questionable action. By the way, President Biden is searching for ways to support, you know, his massive $3 trillion infrastructure plan, and driving appears to be on a radar screen as a funding mechanism. During an interview on CNBC, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said a new way to tax vehicles is on the table. Instead of raising taxes on gasoline, Buttigieg discussed the possibility of placing a tax on the number of miles driven, saying that a so-called vehicle miles travel tax or mileage tax, whatever you want to call it, could be the way to do it. And Buttigieg added the new tax shows a lot of promise. Unsurprisingly, the new tax balloon was blasted by conservatives, maybe because, another concern raised by this type of taxing mechanism is it would be a way for the federal government to track individuals. Isn't it funny how people go, hee, ha, ha, what in the heck are you talking about when you talk about Agenda 21 and about putting little devices in people's arms so that they can track each and every person? Oh, it'll never happen here. Well, let's see. Now we're going to have the COVID, Your little COVID pass? Yep. It just goes on and on and on. Okay. Well, the one and only Robin Vitston is coming up next.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Kaanapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of two neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Kaanapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Kaanapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Everybody's talking at me.
Chuck Wilder, CRN. And let me tell you about my guest, Robin Vidston, H-V-I-D-S-T-O-N. She is Executive Director of We the People Rising. That's a grassroots, all-volunteer, nationwide network, and We the People Rising works to stop amnesty legislation and promote secure borders, national security, plus jobs for Americans and veterans. The website is wethepeoplerising.com. Hey, Robin, how you doing?
Hi, Chuck, doing great.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. just when you think, like with Trump, things were sort of getting squared away, you know, we're still bringing in over 1 million people, and the jobs that need to be taken by foreigners is being taken, and everything's cool, and then all of a sudden, bam, I'll tell you. Interesting thing that I got, and I'm pretty sure you're the one that sent it to me. You got the Rio Grande River, right? And you have them coming across. And the story I got, and I think it came from your site, was all of a sudden, they're coming from the Rio Grande, you know, to Riverside. The rivers connect. And when this came out, there were 332 asylum seekers that were put into Riverside County. You know, and there's the statistics of how many before February, the total number of people apprehended crossing into the United States from the southwest inland border, 100,441. Sure. Up 28% just from January. And then crazy Nancy Pelosi says they're coming here because of global warming. Oh. I mean, my goodness. So what's happening with Riverside? Are you guys getting involved in that?
Well, we are monitoring Riverside County. There is a Border Patrol station in Riverside County, the Murrieta Border Patrol Station. Uh-huh. And Chuck, you may recall in 2014, the citizens of Murrieta, I was there with them, stood in front of an ICE bus just to send the message to Washington, D.C. that the community did not want the border crossers transported from Texas to San Diego to their small community in Murrieta. And this same Border Patrol station has started processing the border crossers once again. And we do have our members are monitoring the situation, and we are analyzing what's going on, and we probably will be taking some type of action. At this point, we don't have anything organized, but we plan on organizing events.
Well, with the crazy left, Robin, with the crazy left being more, what's the word I'm looking for, dangerous? Is a
dangerous,
pretty strong word.
Bold?
Yeah, bold, dangerous, and out to prove something. Before, like, you know, you could stand up and say we're protesting this. But, you know, now they've got their little thugs that will go out and probably shoot you down. I mean, it's
well,
worse than ever.
Well, you've got to stand up, and we will be, and we are. We are. We did actually, the previous weekend, a few of us went down to the San Diego Convention Center where they're housing female unaccompanied minors, and we did a protest and observed. So, you know, we are standing up, and we plan to stand up in bigger numbers as we get our information and our intel organized. But this is, you know, if you can't be a physical presence, you can be calling your Congress member. You can tweet and email and write to Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security.
Oh, yeah.
If people cannot physically get up, out, and stand up, you've got to make a noise, use your phone, use social media, use email, and the American people must stand up. When we unite and stand up together, we are the strongest political force in the history of the world. And we must stand up and say we will not tolerate our borders being violated the way Joe Biden has orchestrated.
And then you've got his backup, Vice President Harris, giggling about, I'm not going down to the border, and also referring to the United States ICE, you know, our defenders on the border, policemen, as, what was it, Gestapo?
KKK,
that's, this is bad, KKK.
It is so outrageous that she said that.
And giggles.
Our ICE officers are elite law enforcement that are there to protect this nation and enforce our laws. Mm-hmm. And her to have said that is so outrageous. It
but
is
not surprising, Robin, coming from her lips, so to speak. Robin Bitston, we're going to be back. She mentioned Alejandro Mayorkas. Boy, I wrote those R's, yes. Anyway, little thing coming out from him when we return with Robin Bitston, WeThePeopleRising.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Everybody's
talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder with my guest, Robin Vidston, Executive Director of We the People Rising, the website wethepeoplerising.com. And listener, if you're getting your information from the right TV and the right radio, then you're up on what's going on here, and they're showing it a lot. I don't think, CNN's going to be doing much of it, but... These smugglers, you know, who are abusing these children, of course, getting the money from their parents, saying, we'll get them to the border. So now they're showing the videos, you know, the young girl died drowning, six-month-old thrown into the river, 6 months old, two young children, that's the video they keep showing, dropped from a wall, you know, and left in the desert alone. Somebody will pick them up. I did my part. I got them over the border. And, of course, you know, Alexandria Mayorkas. Boy, Biden, if you want to pick the worst possible person for almost every single person on the cabinet, my goodness. I mean, it's like, let's see the biggest joke we can put out there, in my opinion. But, you know, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
You're right. Alejandro Mayorkas, mm-hmm. an immigrant from Cuba who runs our Homeland Security program, the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Chuck, he has a history of being an open border proponent. Mm-hmm. I personally was so outraged to learn he was appointed to run our border. He is the wrong person. He should have resigned weeks ago. And, you know, it's like the he's turning our border patrol into a welcoming committee for people who cross the border illegally. And the American people, we must stand up. We must contact our elected officials and Alejandro Mayorkas and Biden and let them know we will not tolerate this. This video of the two young girls, one is a toddler, Chuck. When I watched it, I only watched it once. I cried for a half an hour. How could any monsters drop babies over a wall?
Now, I think the youngest could probably maybe walk 10 or 15 steps.
3 years old, a toddler.
Wow.
And when she was dropped, she was stationary on all fours for a period of time, and it was just terrifying. It must have scared and hurt her because they dropped her onto the desert floor, Chuck, which is rough. Filled with rocks and who knows what else. And, you know, it's a miracle that two little girls were found by our U.S. Border Patrol, who are the heroes here for saving them. But this is what we're up against. This is who Joe Biden has invited into our country. Human smugglers, the cartels, that's who Joe Biden has emboldened.
You know, and you've got the Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas, and then you've got Biden, and he's the speed bump, because then the vice president, Kamala Harris, is also for open borders.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I think, you know, you look at it, and it's like, you just want to ruin America, or is it you want a bunch of slaves in America? I mean, it is so, look at Venezuela. You know, at one time, one of the most beautiful and successful countries in the world, and look at it now. And
yeah.
I, you know, it's, what in the world is going on? It's never seen it like this. And, you know, when you talk about bringing these poor children in, right? Okay. There are more than right now 400,000 United States children that are in foster care that are in desperate need of assistance. But, you know, here Biden has got his magic wand that produces millions and millions of dollars, throwing it out there, you know. And, yeah, come on over. It's not a crisis. My goodness. It's
Yes, you know, our government, we have so many children in our nation that need help, like the foster children, or there are a couple million children who have one or both parents in prison that need help. We have so many children in this country, and they should be the focus. They should be the recipients of our tax dollars, not enticing children from other nations to enter without their parents. I mean, it is so outrageous, Chuck.
There's another
the
thing, too, Robin.
American people have to stand up.
Look at all the homeless on the streets.
Yes.
Is that a write-off? You know?
Chuck, when we did our protest at the San Diego Convention Center last weekend, you would not believe the homeless people in that area. And the convention center had been used to house the homeless, and they've been kicked out to accommodate the border crossers who the federal government is paying big bucks to house at the San Diego Convention Center. So our own American suffering people should be the focus of this government.
Yeah. Well, just about out of time here, and I will mention one other thing there, Robin. San Diego Public Schools, bring in the young kids, as long as they're the ones that came across the border, and we're going to teach them with teachers. Now, for you other San Diego children that haven't been in school, tough luck. Man, I'll tell you. Let me tell the listener, keep up with what's going on, the great work from Robin Vitston, WeThePeopleRising.com, and we'll do it again as soon as possible, Robin.
Great. Thanks,
Thank
Chuck.
You very much. All right. You know, I'm going to tell you something. There is so much stuff going on with that I can discuss with my next guest. David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, wrote the book Trump and the Jews. And I'm going to tell you, Netanyahu wins big in the Israeli election. However, he's got a brand new book coming out. Yep. Uh-huh. And then, what was the other one here? Oh, yes. Biden has unconditionally transferred $75 million to the Palestinian Authority. I think that has something to do with terrorism. I got to ask you right off, David, which one do you want to get into?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. It's just absolutely crazy that Biden doesn't seem to get it. You know, he doesn't seem to understand that that if you're pandering to radicals, that you're not going to get anywhere. You know, there's this strange liberal misunderstanding of things that says that if you try to give, just give, and try to influence them, then things are going to be better. But sometimes you have to know who you're dealing with.
Well, you also have to watch, you know, whose tongue is wagging and what's coming out of it, because State Department spokesman Ned Price asserted that the financial support for the Palestinians is consistent with American values. Now, you know, the Trump policy, you know, this is totally reverse of the Trump policy on aid to the Palestinian Authority. Is it just that anything Trump did, let's try to destroy? You think that's part of their agenda?
Yeah, well, I think it's part of that. But it's also, it goes a lot deeper than that. It's not just to change Trump policies.
Mm-hmm.
It also comes from the what they call the intersectionality of the far left, which is this philosophy that says that if you support a liberation movement, then you have to support all liberation movements that are on the acceptable list of organizations like Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And you know, when it comes to liberation movements, the liberation movement of the Jewish people in creating the recreating the Jewish nation in the state of Israel, well, that doesn't fall into the category of liberation movements, according to them. But the far left says that, yes, the Palestinians and all their constituent terrorist organizations, they do fit the description. So it's okay for Biden to be giving $75 million to the Palestinian Authority, which is their quasi-governmental authority, and they are allowed to receive those millions because the far left is giving Biden the approval that's something he should be doing.
Yeah, and for the listener, you know, the important thing to remember is that they now have $75 million, all right, and let's just say they take, you know, $40 or $50 million to give and support the terrorists. You know, it's like, what are you doing? You know, how much is he going to send Kim Jong-un?
Yeah, well, how about that? Look, the fact is that Trump halted aid to the Palestinians.
Right.
Why? Because they were giving salaries, monthly salaries, to terrorists.
Right.
Every single terrorist who killed or wounded a Jew, or even a non-Jewish Israeli, they would receive monthly salaries from the Palestinians, and to this day, they are receiving it. And you know, Chuck, that I was wounded in a terrorist attack, right?
Right.
I'm only one of thousands, but I was wounded in a terrorist attack
19 years ago, right? When it 19
Along
years ago?
Along with my three-year-old son.
Right.
Then he was 3 years old. I was shot in the leg. He was shot in the head. We were almost left for dead. Our car would not start. The terrorists were shooting. Thank God we got away. But those terrorists that were captured, they were captured a few years after the attack. They've been in jail for about 12 or 13 years now. And since that day that they were captured, they have been receiving salaries, even though they're in jail.
Yeah.
They've been receiving salaries from the Palestinian Authority every month.
The Palestinian Authority.
Good salaries.
Yeah, which just received the $75 million, right? It's the same identical line.
That is exactly right. The exact same Palestinian Authority that has been paying terrorists all along, which is why Trump stopped the payments to them.
Mm-hmm.
Biden is now unconditionally resuming the payments of millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars to them, to their leadership, so that they can commit more terrorist attacks than they've been doing. And the truth is that over the past few years, the terrorist attacks are way down since Trump took over. During the whole Trump administration, yeah. Terrorism has been down somewhat, quite substantially, actually. I am predicting that it's going to start up again, and it's all because of this.
Yeah. Boy, I got to tell you, David, I wonder, you know, who's pulling Biden's strings. It's this is just unbelievable. What can I do next that's stupid and could hurt America? Now, I want to make sure we have time here because I understand you've got a brand-new book coming out called Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. And, you know, it's actually quite apropos to what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because when, you know, we're talking Muslim radicals, and one thing that I've learned is that radicals are radicals. And if you know, you could be a left-wing secular radical in America, or you could be a Muslim radical in Israel or in the Middle East, and the strategies are remarkably similar. The propaganda is remarkably similar, and most reasonable people need to be on their guard and to know that you cannot pander to people like that. And you have to be prepared to confront them, to confront what they're doing, their strategy. You have to confront it head on. And that's what the book is about. It's called Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. It's coming out on April 15th.
April 15th.
And it's already on sale for pre-orders on Amazon.
All right, and Amazon.com, and do you have a link already at DavidRubinIsrael.com yet on that?
Yes, yes, it's already on my website, DavidRubinIsrael.com, where you can find out about the new book, Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel, and also my other books like Trump and the Jews, the Islamic Tsunami, and all the others.
You know, and an interesting thing here that caught my attention when I saw this release was that this book, Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel, also tells the reader what has worked well for Israel in confronting radicals like the Palestinians and radical regimes like Iran. And with some great advice, hello, open up your ears, Americans who are confronted with domestic terrorists like Antifa, or who knows what they're dreaming up next. So might be a learning book. Yeah, put it that way. Yeah, oh. Absolutely. Wow, you know, things that are going on, man. Yeah, and when I had you on today, I just had a whole list here, and I said, boy, you know, here is $75 million going out, and he's got a new book. And then another thing that Dave and I talked about forever, and if you want to, we'll after the break here, we can really get into it. But Netanyahu did win the big Israeli election, and I guess the big question now is, will he form a majority coalition? And David, when we return, I mean, it's very interesting about, you know, just because you win the election doesn't necessarily mean you're going to take over, I guess. I mean, it sounds confusing, but I guess it's worked for a couple of years over there in Israel. So we're going to continue in just a moment. David Rubin, his latest book, Trump and the Jews, and the new one coming out, which you'll be able to get, Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. You can pre-order it, Amazon.com. All right, we'll be right back.
Tired of lockdown? Let the reconnect begin. You belong here. Welcome home to the magic of Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California. Check out our new spacious outdoor dining al fresco. Romantic, market lights. It looks like a movie set. Dine under the stars and enjoy our tasty Angelo's and Vinci's pizza, pasta, seafood, chicken, salad dinners, and more. In the cool of the evening, come enjoy our award-winning menu, new wine list, specialty cocktails like our Peach Bellini Martini, appetizers, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's now open every day from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. for relaxing outdoor dining. No reservations needed. Just come on in for delicious Italian food. Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton. Call 714-879-4022. We're going to need a lot of pasta to get through this year. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton today.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder with David Rubin, former mayor of Shiloh, Israel. So March 23rd, Israel's election results came in. Netanyahu won. And then I find out from a release from David Rubin, and I scratch my head a couple of times, says that that doesn't mean that he's definitely going to continue to be prime minister of Israel. Does that mean their Capitol building is going to be rushed and taken over? Explain this procedure, would you?
No. There are no guarantees, but there also will not be a revolution.
All right.
Won't be a revolution, not from the right, not from the left. But what there will be is an orderly transition. Now, will there be an orderly transition now? Or will there be an orderly transition after another election? That's the issue here.
Oh.
That is the real question. He won handily. He got clearly his party, the Likud party, got the most votes. But that doesn't mean that he's going to be able to form a majority coalition. He has to get a majority of the new Knesset members to back him. To be the prime minister, and that is a process of a lot of negotiation.
Okay, let me ask you a stupid question real quick. Where do the Knesset members come from? Are they voted into, or how does that happen?
Yes, in fact, it's via the political parties.
Okay.
There are about 30 political parties in Israel, and about 10 of them get into the Knesset, into the Israeli parliament. Those political parties are elected because we vote for a party. When I go to the polls, Mm-hmm. I go into the polling booth. There are about 30 slips of paper inside the polling booth, and each of them says a political party and very often the name of its leader. And you vote for the party. So it's a proportional vote, and the parties that get the most votes, it's based on how many votes they get.
Let me ask you real quick,
proportionally,
David,
you get into the Knesset.
And when they're voting, do you think it's primarily they're voting on the party, or are they voting on the person in that party? Is there a choice, number one choice, normally?
Yeah, there's always a number one choice, a number two choice, a three choice, and so on.
Ah, there you go. Okay.
So you always know who the leader of the party is and who the top members of the party are. However, there are some parties which people vote for just because they like the party.
Yeah.
And then there are other parties where they have a very strong leader, and that's who the people vote for.
Yeah. So we got 1 minute. when do you think the final thing will, when he can say, all right, now I can light up a cigar or whatever, I'm finally in square, no problems?
I think it'll be another month or so. And it could be longer.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, it may sound complicated, on this end here in America, but then again, it may be a better system than we're using, and I'm not sure, tell you the truth, which one is best, but seems to be working over there, doesn't it?
Well, there are pluses and minuses.
There you go. Kind of like this radio show. Yes, okay. Hey, David.
Yeah, it's not so simple.
All right. Hey, thank you very much. Look forward to our next visit. David Rubin, his book is Trump and the Jews, and, of course, the new one coming out, Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. And remember the website, davidrubinisrael.com, the book available at amazon.com. And be sure to visit and check out Shiloh Israel Children, shilohisraelchildren.org. Selwyn Duke, coming up next. CRN Digital Talk Radio, Chuck Wilder here, Tomas at the Network. We're live across America and around the world at crntalk.com. Let's see when next we meet the Reverend Austin Miles. He was writer, researcher, technical consultant for Ancient Secrets of the Bible. Going to discuss his article, Easter Special, How Jesus Might Look Back at the Cross. Marshall Frank, retired captain, Metro-Dade Police Department in Miami, Florida, with his article, Immigrant Debate, More Political Power Than Humanitarian Aid. Right now, I'm going to go to the one and only Selwyn Duke, who's written and still written and writing for The New American. All right. He has contributed to college textbooks published by Cale Sinage Learning. And, of course, he appears on many television shows, frequent guest on radio shows, and most importantly, his website, SelwynDuke.com. Selwyn, how are you?
Hi there, Chuck. Well, I was doing okay. I was doing better, Chuck. But, I was reading CNN yesterday, and they're reporting now that there's actually no way to definitively determine at birth what sex you are. So now I'm thinking, Chuck, I don't know. We all have a lot to think about here. I mean, did they get it right? Am I a man? Are you a man? I don't know.
It's going to
cause a lot of psychological turmoil for people.
Well, the turmoil, once you're old enough, I got a guest, okay? I'm trying to think who it is that will tell you the story about. It's very simple. You just pull your pants out a little bit and look down. I'm trying to think who that guy was wait a minute. I think I know, and I think I'm talking to him right now. That comes up somewhere in this stories that we have today. Wouldn't
I think
you say?
It works like this, Chuck. I think it works like this. Mm-hmm. If you have an innie, you're a girl. If you have an outie, you're a boy. And if you're not sure, you probably work for CNN.
There you go. You got it right there. Well, I'll tell you, there is when I first looked at the headline, I thought it was London, where this teacher was scolding a student for not being race-obsessed. And then I said, it's not spelled right.
And then you go down, you find out it's in Ashburn, Virginia, right? And it's a school, a county government school in Ashburn, Virginia. And this teacher is scolding a student. Why? Well, for not being race obsessed. You know, remember when I used to shout at you, don't be so obsessive? And I said, I wonder what that means. I'm going to look that word up one day.
Yeah, I know, Chuck. I know. It's really something how the left can just turn on a dime in terms of its ideology. I mean, it wasn't that long ago, you and I both remember it, when people on the left were saying, well, we should be colorblind. Now they want us in a color bind. And this teacher and his student, the interaction between the two of them is really a really good example. It was bizarre. It was caught on video because it took place via Zoom, and the video was posted to social media. And what the teacher did was he displayed this picture of these two young women, maybe older teenage girls, side by side. And one was a redhead on the left-hand side, and the other one had dark hair. But really, they were similarly complected. That's how it seemed to me. Mm-hmm. And so the teacher asked the student, who seemed very mature, okay, tell me what this is a picture of. And the student said, that's just two people chilling. And the teacher said, right, just two people. There's nothing more to this picture. Student, not really, just two people chilling. Teacher, I don't believe that you believe that. I don't believe that you look at this as just two people. I don't think you can look at this as just two people. And so they went on like that, and the teacher got more frustrated. And the teacher basically said that the kid was being coy, that he was being obtuse. And, of course, the kid was being intentionally obtuse because the kid ended up saying, well, what do you want me to say, that they're of different races? And the teacher said, yes, that's exactly what I want you to say. And the kid said, well, doesn't that just cause more problems? He said, quote, at the end of the day, wouldn't that just be feeding into the problem of just looking at race instead of just acknowledging them as two normal people? So what we're seeing here, Chuck, is the result of what they call critical race theory, this idea now that your race defines everything, and if you're a white person, you're part of a white supremacist culture, you benefit from white privilege. If you're not a white person, then you're handicapped in various ways. And, you know, it's funny.
You know, Selwyn, I got to tell you, doesn't it make you kind of wonder that if you're a person and you're not white, and how far you've come, that a teacher like this, you know, is setting things back? Because, you know, everybody should be equal, you know. And she is exactly just the opposite of trying to say, well, they're equal. You know, it's like, no, you've got to say, no, they're different, you know. They just can't be two human beings. I mean, backwards. Is that what our education system's turning into?
Yeah, no, it's not just the educational system either, Chuck. That's what's even worse. I mean, you see this in government bureaus. You see it in corporate America in their training sessions. Mm-hmm. It's just terrible how it's infected anything and everything. And, you know, what's really unbelievable about this, and I've mentioned this in the past, is that we have what I call racism on the brain. In other words, we want to attribute everything that goes wrong in this society, every problem that people allegedly have, to so-called racism. And as I point out to people, well, wait a second, if you look at this logically, so-called racism is really just a subcategory of the deadly sin of wrath. That's just one of seven deadly sins and one subcategory of it. It's not the end-all and be-all. There are many, many other problems. I mean, we have gluttony. That's a problem. Greed is a problem. Wrath in general is a problem, right? Lust is a huge problem in our society. How about that deadly sin with sexual decadence anywhere and everywhere? How about that? And you know what this reminds me of, Chuck? It reminds me of something that C.S. Lewis wrote many, many years ago, obviously. He's long gone
guy,
in his book.
Yes.
Yeah, well, one of them. He was a great man. In his book, The Screwtape Letters, and he was talking about how if you want to undermine man, what you have to do is you have to get him to exaggerate his faults. Consequently, and this is the example Lewis gave, you have to tell the pacifist that he's too militaristic and the militarist that he's too pacifistic. Now, this relates to us because what we're doing is, and I'm talking about the people who are relatively well-meaning and aren't using this just as a vehicle through which to gain power, what we're doing is we're obsessed with race, but we keep telling ourselves that we're not yet obsessed with race enough. And we have all these programs relating to race, but we keep telling ourselves, no, we don't have enough of them. Not yet. We've got to dig into this more deeply. And it's sort of like the person who's an anorexic. You know, he's as thin as a rail and he's starving himself to death, but he looks in the mirror and he sees a fat person because he's so out of touch with reality. We're a society that actually does very, very well in terms of race, treating people well. We have historically. But we look in our mirror and we say, oh, we're the worst racists in the world.
You know,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah. In this article that Selwyn just put out, I think this is your latest, teacher scolds student for not being race obsessed. And I'll tell you, one of the very interesting things in this article, listener, is that some people can kind of throw you off. All right. For example, a guy by the name of Tiger Woods. All right, let's imagine that he's up there and he's one of the people. Tell him what would happen on that one. And I found this very interesting, but maybe I'm just that kind
guy. This is interesting. It really is, Chuck. And even though Tiger Woods is maybe not my favorite person, I am a bit of a golf fan, but I was never a great fan of his, I really have to pat him on the back for this. When he was asked to describe his race, he didn't find a category that he thought really fit him. So he came up with this new word, Cablinasian. That's what he calls himself. And that's in recognition of his Caucasian, Black, Indian, and Asian background. And what I said is, you know, I respect this, and here's why I respect this. If we're going to discuss race, if we are, well, I don't think it's arguable that we should do it intelligently and precisely, and that's not what we're doing. Now, Woods did that. He did it a lot more intelligently than the pseudo-intellectual, pseudo-elite academics who would just label him as, quote, African-American, because he's recognizing his whole heritage. And this relates to the story in question here, because if you look at that picture that that teacher presented to the student of the two girls side by side, well, what jumps out at you is not necessarily that they're of different races. Like I said earlier, I mean, they're similarly complected. One has red hair, one has darker hair. And some sources are even reporting now that they're siblings, that they're from one parent who's white and one parent who's black. But my point is that if you look at that picture, you know, the teacher, because he's obsessed, he wants you to see race. Well, first of all, in accordance with what Wood said, why would you say that the girl on the right, who ostensibly is black when she's just about as light as the woman on the left? I mean, if you're going to talk about race, again, if, do it precisely. You know, not only that, there are other things that you could observe about them. You know, the teacher wants the student here to say, oh, well, yes, they're different races, and here's what that implies. It implies that the black girl is going to have more trouble in society. The white girl is going to be advantaged in various ways. Well, there are other things you could notice. I look at that picture, and I say, okay, well, they're both young females. That tells me that they're both going to benefit from affirmative action and other beneficial double standards. That's absolutely true. That's one thing you can take away from that picture.
Right.
Another thing I see there is I see that redheaded girl on the left, and I can say, okay, well, she might have actually suffered some, quote, anti-ginger, unquote, prejudice, which actually is a real thing.
Anti-ginger. Yeah. Is that like gingerbread or ginger on Gilligan's Island?
I think it's the latter. I think it's the latter. But I know that the commentator Milo Yiannopoulos wrote about this years ago, that people who are redheaded actually do endure a prejudice. They take it on the chin to a great extent. So my point is that you can look at a picture like that and take a lot away from it, not just things pertaining to race, but that's all the teacher saw because he was race-obsessed. And by the way, that's his part, the criticism he gets. I'm not, though, going to let conservatives off the hook necessarily, because I read, Chuck, many conservative sources reporting on this story, and some of them said, yes, well, one girl was white and one girl was black, you know, buying into that one drop rule. If you have one drop of black blood, we're going to classify you as black. And, you know, the truth is that we should not combat the left with poor arguments. For example, another issue, Chuck, is a lot of the conservative sources were criticizing the teacher for noticing race at all. And what I say is this, okay? There are two mistakes you can make, and that's to paint every person with the same brush and to paint every group with the same brush. And the rule here is simple. There's variation within groups, but there's also variation among groups. And if you want to be in touch with reality, you have to recognize both aspects of the situation. Okay? Now, when I say variation among groups, for the longest time, Chuck, the left denied that. For decades, if you would allude to differences among groups, especially politically incorrect ones, they would call you names, though now they're specializing in that. But the truth is that if there weren't differences among groups, then what? We couldn't even identify them as groups, could we?
No. And in fact, let's get into this.
Among groups.
Yeah.
But there are also differences within groups, and this is what the left, unfortunately, now is denying. It wants to paint every white person with the same brush as privileged, no matter what, every person who's not white as suffering some kind of disadvantage, no matter what. So we see again the left operating based on prejudice. It's something it has always done. I mean, as I pointed out in my article, I think, you go back to the early 1900s, Chuck, it was the left that was pushing the eugenics movement. And eugenics is the science of improving the human race via selective breeding. It was the left that was doing that, emphasizing all of these group and racial differences and really saying, well, there is such a thing as racial superiority. And so are we still
there,
Chuck?
I've got to take that break now. So the final one on that was the left's problem is that it isn't God-centered, but self-centered. And as Selwyn says, defying one's own will, woke or otherwise, always leads to destruction. Excellent article. When we come back, we're going to take aim, tee off, and see what happens. You'll see what I'm talking about in a moment with Selwyn Duke, selwynduke.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Kaanapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Kaanapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I Resort.com.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder with my guest Selwyn Duke, writer for The New American. His website, selwynduke.com. The next one, as we move on, taking aim at Master Goff over Georgia voting law. And yesterday's program, we talked about how they're urging the Major League Baseball owners to keep the All-Star game in Atlanta and protect voter ID, but of course they want to cut that one down too, and here comes Selwyn saying, let's talk about the Masters golf tournament. Boy, Georgia, you're not allowed to vote, I guess. I don't know.
I know. It really is something, this full court press to keep the voting laws corrupt. But anyway, so as you know, every time now, Chuck, when a state stands up for virtue in some way, whether it's a bathroom law protecting girls and women's privacy and boys and men's privacy too, what happens is the left says, oh, we have to boycott the state. The left throws a tantrum. And unfortunately, often the left's actions are very, very effective. I mean, Mike Pence, when he was the governor of Indiana, actually capitulated on there. I think it was bathroom law or something of that nature when he came under pressure. But anyway, what's happening here is, you know, Georgia passed some election reforms because they don't want elections to be stolen in the future. And how effective those reforms are is a different matter. I don't know about that definitively. But now the left is trying the same thing. They're encouraging sports entities to pull their events out of Georgia. And the latest on the board here is the Masters Golf Tournament, which is coming up on April 8th. And there's this entity. It's called, let's see, what did I have? Oh, yes.
The National Black
Justice Coalition, NBJC, it's calling on the PGA Tour and Masters to pull the upcoming Masters Golf Tournament from Augusta National. That's the club at which it's played, Augusta National. Well, anyway, it's funny because I know something about golf, Chuck, and as I point out, as I'll explain in just a second, this is a bit like asking Toyota and General Motors to pull General Motors from General Motors.
Yeah, and let me tell you something, Selwyn. Anyway, I really had never heard of the NBJC. You know, you hear about the NAACP and things like that, you know, or Black Lives Matter, but National Black Justice Coalition, do you know if they've been around for a long, long time?
Yeah, I had to look it up myself. I hadn't heard of it. It's amazing how these left-wing, rabble-rousing organizations just metastasize, isn't it? But
yeah,
they were founded in 2003, and what the mainstream news sources didn't tell people was actually they're a sexual devolutionary-oriented group. That means LGBT+,
yeah,
LGBTQ+.
Well, they're into it because they swing, see? Golf. They swing,
and now they're targeting a sport in which you swing, golf.
Yeah, there you go.
So anyway, it says here, this is according to Golf Week, quote, NBJC Executive Director David J. John said the election law was created to restrict voting rights of black and disenfranchised voters in Georgia, unquote. And as I added, actually, it was created to restrict not voting rights, but the voting wrongs known as vote theft. So anyway, this fellow Johns went on in that vein, propagandizing, basically saying, oh, we're disenfranchising these black and poor people. We're turning them into second-class citizens. He said it's unacceptable. It's an attack on our democracy, quote, and companies that operate in Georgia must speak out against this restrictive law. And then he mentions the PGA Tour and the Masters Tournament. He said, quote, they have both made commitments to help diversify golf and address racial inequities in this country, and we expect them to not only speak out against Georgia's new racist voter suppression law, but to also take action. So anyway, he basically was putting pressure on the PGA to do something about it. He wanted the tournament maybe, I guess, removed from Augusta National. And I said, well, this is so funny because here's what he doesn't understand. This has been tried before, and it didn't work. And let's look back at just a little bit of history, okay?
All right.
There was this woman, she's still around actually, a feminist named Martha Burke. She's the ex-chairman of the National Council of Women's Organizations. Well, she's also something else, Chuck. She's an activist scalp on Augusta National's belt because in 2002, she started complaining about the fact that Augusta National had an all-male membership. And in 2003, she started trying to boycott the tournament. She protested
right,
on site, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. We've got her in her tennis shoes, which actually the golf shoes, which have little cleats so they can't run as fast. Oh, I'm really confused now, but I do know. It's time for a break, and we're going to continue with this story. And when I first saw it, I thought, oh, they don't like the word Masters. But no, that's not the thing. It goes on and on. Selwyn Duke, and it's selwynduke.com, SELWYNDUKE.com.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
For the best food, drinks, and fun, come to the Ramp Bar and Grill in Burbank, California. Open Monday through Saturday from 4 to 9 p.m. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. $5 margaritas. Start with great mouth-watering char-broiled chicken nachos, cheesy garlic bread, the best in town, steamed clams, buffalo wings and onion rings, the best soups and salads, seafood specialties like calamari, shrimp scampi, fresh salmon, filet of sole, halibut, trout, sand dabs, and more. Steaks? Yum. Ribeye, filet, even prime rib. The best burgers in town, too. And enjoy our complete Italian menu. Ravioli, lasagna, linguine, tortellini, fettuccine, spaghetti, sausage and peppers, cappellini, pomodoro, chicken parmesan, and more. And don't forget our homemade cheesecakes and desserts. All at the Ramp Bar and Grill, 7730 North Hollywood Way, minutes from the airport in Burbank, California. Call 818-768-6499. Take out on delivery by Postmates, too. The Ramp. Don't miss it. The Ramp in Burbank.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, the new American, selwynduke.com. And Selwyn, I got to tell you, I print up your stories and I look at them over the weekend and things like that. And then I come in and next thing you know, here's a whole bunch more. They are excellent, every single one of them. Let me quick ask you now, is the lady's name, is that Burke? Is that her name?
Burke. Martha Burke, yes.
Martha MB.
We were talking about her.
Yeah, she married a guy named, Columbia. Her last name, it'd be NBC, right? Never mind, Chuck.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. So she's targeting the Masters, yes.
Yeah. I ran into the break with my motor mouth there. But anyway, so now we'll continue. So we were talking about this feminist, Martha Burke. I was giving a little history on how to handle the left, and she targeted the Masters in 2003 because Augusta National, the club that hosts the Masters, did not have female members. And first she was upset, so she said, oh, the PGA should do something about this, the Professional Golfers Association, but she didn't know the Professional Golfers Association doesn't sanction or control the Masters in any way. Augusta National does.
She doesn't do her homework, does she?
Yeah. Augusta National is the Masters. The Masters is Augusta National. It's an entity unto itself. And not only that, it's a very prestigious tournament. It probably is more prestigious all by itself than all the tournaments put together that the PGA Tour runs.
I mean, now, let me ask you this.
One of the tournaments.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, Al Sharpton, is he the main guy, that puts the pressure on people, if you don't do this, then we're going to boycott your business?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
that's
so
it.
Ms. Burke should have checked with Al before she did what you're going to tell him next, that's for sure.
I guess, compared to him, she's an amateur.
Yeah.
But so that didn't work. So then what she did was she figured, well, I'll target the Masters sponsors, right?
Yes.
Because money talks. Now, usually this is where the corporation or the entity says, no, please don't cancel us.
Yes.
We need the money. But that's not what happened with Augusta National. You know what happened? Augusta National not only didn't balk at all, but it said, hey, guess what? We're going to preemptively drop all of our sponsors, and we're going to finance the tournament ourselves. And that's what they did. In 2003 and 2004, they sponsored it themselves financially, and viewers got to watch the Masters those years without commercial interruption. So
the guy who was in last place, Selwyn, you realize the guy in last place actually got TV time because they didn't, take out the – yeah, right. That's good.
That's right. A lot more guys got TV time, so it was good all the way around. And, the thing is, what she didn't understand is that Augusta National has very, very deep pockets. It has go-pound sand money. I cleaned that up. And it obviously has a Jeffersonian, millions for defense, not a penny for tribute attitude. And that's what we should all adopt when it comes to dealing with the left. And here's the whole thing that she didn't understand, and I just love this. See, Augusta National doesn't care because not only doesn't it need our business, Chuck, it doesn't want our business. As the late Rush Limbaugh explained, he was an avid golfer. He said that you can't just become a member of Augusta National. Even Chuck Wilder could not just become a member of Augusta National. In fact, he said that a sure way to ensure you will never be a member is to ask to become one. They have to invite you. That's how it works. You could be Jeff Bezos. It doesn't matter. As I wrote in my article, in fact, it probably lends the club more prestige when they turn down a Jeff Bezos. But anyway, we're talking about this because this fellow now, this fellow Johns, who's the head of this organization, the National Black Justice Coalition, is also targeting the Masters. And he also has not done his homework. He doesn't understand the Masters isn't going anywhere. It's owned by Augusta National. It's going to be played April 8th through April 11th, no matter what. And that's just the way it is, whether he likes it or not. But it's a good lesson, Chuck, in how to handle the left. Of course, it helps if you have deep pockets like Augusta National does. And also, I have to say, we live in a much more woke time. So I don't know exactly what the club is going to do in terms of its public statements. I mean, who knows? Maybe it will say something politically correct about the Georgia voting law. I have no idea. But for sure, if you're a golf fan, you don't have to worry because the Masters will be taking place at its appointed time.
Yeah. And, you know, and an interesting thing that just came out yesterday, I guess it was, shows about these voter rules in Georgia and all this, is that almost 70% of the black American voters are supporting the election integrity law. You know, it's like, yes, I have always said, you know, what in the world do you mean that blacks are not smart enough to go get an ID? You know, I remember when I used to hear that when I first got into talk radio. You know, talk about an insult. But great stories there. And let me ask you this real quick, because I'm trying to figure out. I know we've got child abuse, transgender book targets young children, Britain. I think, if you don't mind, and I don't know if you have it in front of you, but I would really, really, really like to get into this Christophobia Netflix NRA thing, if you have it there, Selwyn, because that is unbelievable. You know what I'm saying?
I have it here. I have it inside my head. I have it everywhere. So let not your heart be troubled, Chuck.
If you have it in your head, you tell me, what are the first two words? Yeah, see? It's YouTube.
A hallmark.
YouTube. So much for seniorship. Boy. This is unbelievable because Christophobia, you know, Easter's not that far away, and Netflix is slamming NRA, the gun rights, and they've got this sex and gun-loving Jesus. And listeners, if you go to New America and you watch this, it is unbelievable. But there's a reason they can get away with it. So much information in this one, and I'm going to shut up and let you go with it, Selwyn, because it's, like I say, some important information.
Yeah. Well, we always hear, Chuck, about these supposedly brave artists. You know, they create something that's anti-Christian, and they're hailed as brave, as if doing something politically correct means that you're some intrepid soul. Well, anyway, the latest example happens to be this Netflix series. It's season 3 of Netflix's Paradise PD, which, by the way, I've never watched. But anyway, as Newsbusters reports, I'm quoting them, quote, "The liberal fever dream of disarming lawful gun owners came through in season 3 of Netflix's Paradise PD. Along with attacking gun rights, it was also blasphemous against Christianity, featuring a video of a gun-wielding Jesus that turns into a porno." And seriously, the video is very, very vulgar and profane. If you see it online, it actually is completely over the top. In fact, it was going to be embedded in my article, but the editor-in-chief at the New American just didn't want to put it in there because it was absolutely that bad. It truly is blasphemous. But anyway, I'll continue here with what Newsbusters wrote. Quote, "The crazy, over-the-top animated series was released on March 12th and took on the topic by ridiculing white male gun owners for using guns as a replacement for testosterone in episode 4, titled Trigger Warning. Paradise's police chief confesses to needing a gun to get in, well, I'll clean this up, let's just say to get
an
aroused.
Excitement in front of a woman. There you go.
Right, right.
That's a long version. Yes.
Quote, "And the head of the NRA says the initials stand for Nards Removed Association. The script is off the wall, even for this totally unrealistic series," Newsbusters writes. So I'll mention some other things because they do put this show in perspective. The episode portrays a tour of the NRA, which, quote, includes a gun pit with a dead kid buried in it and the corpse of Charlton Heston, the late actor, used as a statue, complete with a, quote, pry this gun from my cold dead hands and win a Republican Senate seat. That's Newsbusters again. Quote, the head of the NRA, Mr. Chip Blank, that's the F word, shows them a video using Jesus as a prop to show how guns make a better world. The video is horrifically offensive, with Jesus coming down from the cross to kill his persecutors with machine guns, then, I even hate to say this, have sex with two women, unquote. So this is really, really what the media have degenerated
to. It is, like you say, profane, sacrilegious, and grotesque.
Yeah. No, it is disgusting. This is what entertainment has degenerated to, and this is why, Chuck, one reason why, I canceled my Netflix a very, very long time ago. I mean, it's unbelievable.
You know what? But, you know, Obama and his partner, Michelle, when they, and I can't remember the other one, I think it was the lady that got him into office originally, I can't think of her name right now, that was always behind him, the one with all the power, and nobody knew who she was. But when they signed on with Netflix for millions and millions and millions of dollars, and I said, oh boy, here we go. And I don't think that the Obamas were behind this, but who knows? You know, I just, you know, it's disgusting what Netflix does.
Yeah, it is disgusting. Yeah, you're thinking of Valerie Jarrett, I believe.
Thank you very much. Valerie Jarrett, yes.
Yeah, I know. She was part of the power behind the throne, supposedly. But anyway, you know, this is not the first we've seen this. There's been anti-Christian material in our entertainment and media for a very long time. And really, it's very cowardly. I mean, other examples were years ago. We had these artists, so-called artists, Andre Serrano and Chris Ofili, and they gave us the crucifix immersed in a bowl of urine, that was Serrano, and a Virgin Mary smeared with dung. This was at New York City's government-funded Brooklyn Museum.
Yeah.
Okay, and again, these so-called artists are hailed as brave for doing this. You know,
tip of the iceberg, boy. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it's sort of like calling people brave for beating up on Amish. You know, you're talking about soft targets. Now, what's the proof that these so-called artists really are not brave? Well, just consider, Chuck.
Yes.
Would they ever lampoon Islam in this way, Mohammed in this way? They don't do that at all. And you want to know a good reason why? Well, here's a good reason why. What happened last October? Well, in France, French teacher Samuel Paty was beheaded on Paris streets by a Muslim. Why? Because Paty, Chuck, had shown his students cartoons of Mohammed. And this had happened before. In January 2015, Chuck, Muslim jihadists murdered 12, this was the big one, at the offices of the satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo. Okay, everyone remembers that. They had published Muhammad images. The same year, over here on our side of the pond, in Garland, Texas, Chuck, two Muslims who also were upset about the publication of Muhammad cartoons attacked a draw Muhammad contest and shot a security guard. Okay. So how did these artists react to that? Do they say, well, you know, we're brave souls here. You know, that's not going to stop us. Why? No one's going to stifle our artistic expression. No, no. Listen to this. And this was back in 2007. I have this in my article from the London Times. All right. This is this fairly famous artist. His name is Grayson Perry. They describe him as a cross-dressing potter. Anyway, he said with respect to Islam, quote, I've censored myself. The reason I haven't gone all out attacking Islamism in my art is because I feel real fear that someone will slit my throat. How do you like that? He also said, with other targets, you've got a better idea of who they are, but Islamism is very amorphous. You don't know what the threshold is. Even what seems an innocuous image might trigger off a really violent reaction, so I just play it safe all the time.
Wow.
So there you go, there you go. What he's really saying, what all these artists are saying, is Christians are too nice. Isn't this really almost apologetics, Chuck, for Christianity? I mean, they're saying, well, we know the Christians aren't going to hurt us. And now, Chuck, we also know how you get these people's attention and respect, don't we?
Yeah.
These are people of very low character, low virtue individuals who only respect power. And that, unfortunately, is the truth. And that's why they beat up on Christians right and left. And I'll say something else about this. You know, when all these liberals talk about how brave it is to come out and say that you're really a girl stuck in a boy's body or come out and attack Christianity, it's funny. It's like they're living in 1952. It's as if all these leftists, Chuck, are in a time warp, like an insect stuck in amber, as if society hasn't changed in the last 60, 70 years. Well, today, not only is it not brave doing those things, but you get applauded when you do those things. If you're Bruce Jenner and you come out and you claim to be a woman, everyone applauds you.
Oh, yeah.
You attack Christianity, they give you a forum in which to display your art and a lot of money, and they praise you right and left, don't they?
Yep. You know, I had a guest on yesterday, I think it was, and I was saying about what I'm going to talk about now, and we got a minute before the break. What you put in, and I said, I don't remember where I read it, but I just read it, and I read it over the weekend was what it was, I think, or whenever this came out, March 29th, yeah. And I was talking about, you know, gun control was brought up, and I said, but isn't it interesting, you know, that more knives have killed more people than rifles have ever killed that many people? I don't think so. No, that can't be true. And I said, yeah, well, I'll have to find where I saw that. And lo and behold, guess what? It pops up in your article. And as you say, you know, that he feared his throat being slit and all that because the jihadist weapons of choice, as prescribed in the Quran, you know, the leftists don't want to get to the point, or the blade edge, as Selwyn Duke says, and far more Americans are murdered yearly with knives than assault weapons or rifles of any kind. That's pretty strong, you know. But I'm so glad you have this one. Let's take a break, and we'll continue and wrap it up on this particular article. And it's called Christophobia. Netflix slams NRA gun rights with a sex and gun-loving Jesus. TheNewAmerican.com, SelwynDuke.com. We'll be back.
Way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454.
When you really want Italian food, you have got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Well, buckaroos and buckarees, Columbo's has seen to it that you can enjoy and luxuriate in all the splendor that is Columbo's and in the comfort of your own home. Yes, just call 323-254-9138 and say you are commissioning them to prepare the finest steaks, the freshest fish offerings, Columbo's family Italian specialties, including the world's greatest meatballs with the greatest of dispatch. Then, motor on over to Columbo's for your gustatorial treasures. In these times of trials and turmoil, it's the least you can do to bring about some joy and yum-yum to your loved ones. Yes, Columbo's, of course. That little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's.
Mangia bene.
Everybody's talking at me.
CRN, Chuck Wilder with Selwyn Duke, the new American. And, you know, to really get the point across, Selwyn, would you tell the listener what you mentioned here about the Rwanda genocide, just as some more proof of what we're talking about?
Yeah. Let me just explain the whole thing, because it is an important point, and I'm glad you reminded me of it. You know, Netflix had in this show that we were talking about a lot of propaganda against guns, because, of course, the left doesn't like the fact that we own guns. Well, then I quoted this artist, so-called artist, named Grayson Perry, who is saying that he won't criticize or lampoon Islam because I have real fear that someone will slit my throat. That's what he said. And what I pointed out is, okay, well, first of all, that's a moment of honesty. But also, if you think about it, Chuck, in a way, this really counters the anti-gun agenda. Now, why? Well, okay, think about it. Would these artists' attitude change regarding Islam if firearms suddenly disappeared off the face of the earth? Would it? No, I don't think so. Perry said he feared his throat being slit. Now, some people might say that I'm being too literal, but I wouldn't say so, no. And the reason why I'm not is that knives and other cutting tools are jihadist weapons of choice for a reason, because they're prescribed in the Quran. Yes, that's the truth. That's why these jihadists so often use swords and knives when killing people. Anyway, so as you said before the break, and that's the point. These leftists don't want to get the point or the blade edge. And far, far more Americans are murdered yearly with knives than so-called assault weapons, or in fact, Chuck, rifles of any kind. Okay? And you mentioned the Rwandan genocide. Think about this. 800,000 people were killed during that event in just 1994. I believe that was during the course of less than a year. And what was the preferred weapon there? The machete. And the point here is that evil proceeds out of man's heart. It does not come out of the barrel of a gun. That is the point. And you take the United States. We just had some statistics recently. If you look at how many people are killed with all rifles, and again, I'm mentioning this because right now they're inveighing, the left is, against so-called assault rifles, and really that's a misnomer, assault rifle. But anyway, if you look at the number of people who were killed with all rifles, I believe it was 364 last year. Well, guess what? 600 people were killed with what they call personal weapons. What would they be? Well, fists, feet, and hands. And knives, forget about it. Many more people were killed with knives. I think the number there is above 1,500. So, you know, a lot of this, again, is nonsense, this gun control agenda. It really is. But that's what we're getting with our biased media, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not only the United States. See, London did the same thing. You know, they said, oh, yeah, so we're not going to be carrying guns. Nobody's going to have guns. And all of a sudden, knives, and hatchets and machetes. And, wow, I'll tell you, you always outdo yourself there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Not to mention the acid attacks in London. And by the way, now they're trying to institute knife control in London. Think about that in England in general.
You know what? Absolutely. It is, I'll tell you. Well, Selwyn Duke from the New American, we'll be doing it again real soon, sir, and I'll get back at you, okay?
Thank you, Chuck, and God bless.
God bless you. The New American. But you can get everything he's writing there at SelwynDuke.com. S-E-L-W-Y-N Duke, D-U-K-E, dot Tomas@gmail.com. Hey, thank you for listening. Thank you very much, Tomas. Let's see now. What am I going to give you? Oh, yeah. Think about this. If you throw a grenade, okay, into a kitchen in France, it would result in a linoleum blown apart. Linoleum blown apart. Thank you.